Begin by closing your eyes and finding a comfortable position. Give yourself permission to sink in and let go. Feel the support of the surface beneath you, the cushions behind you, the community around you. Allow yourself to be held effortlessly by this space as you arrive more fully, more deeply, a mindful arriving in presence. And as you settle into the space, call your attention to your breathing body. I invite you to welcome in 3 deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose, expanding your belly as you inhale fully, and then slowly exhaling through your mouth, feeling a complete release as your belly deflates like a balloon. And then again, breathing in through your nose, expanding your belly as you inhale fully, and a slow exhale through your mouth, deflating like a balloon. And now one more time, deepening your in-breath and lengthening your out-breath. When you have completed your 3 breaths, just allow your breathing to return to a natural rhythm, noticing the space you have created inside of yourself to feel more at ease, more relaxed. We all carry storms inside of us, habitual tension in our muscles, our backs, shoulders, jaws, or storms in our minds, brewing anxieties and worries, or storms that arrive as endless demands or caretaking or list making. So let us practice together, breathing in calm skies, breathing in silky water, breathing out turbulence, tightness, any urge to perform or prepare. Just you, just breath, just us breathing together, softening, letting go. And as you continue to breathe, notice any sticky thoughts tugging at your attention, doubts or worries, criticisms or analysis. Just acknowledge their presence, but practice non-attachment. Here we begin to dance with the gifts of our imagination. These thoughts might present like chewed up gum stuck to the bottom of your shoe, but imagine instead they are impermanent, passing through, gossamer thoughts popping like bubbles. Wave your wand. Summon the path. I invite you now to imagine you are walking on that path at sunset. The air is chilly, the tree branches are mostly bare, the winter sun is preparing for her descent as the sky above weaves into a tapestry of muted colours, pale blues and greys, pinks and oranges, a mystical palette. Your body is wrapped in warm layers, but you can feel the crisp kiss of the air on the exposed skin of your cheeks. The path you are on has been long and meandering, and there have been detours along the way to explore, investigate, wander into. There have also been pit stops to rest and restore. There have been obstacles too, unexpected boulders and mudslides that have left you in sludge. But you are called forward now by the murmuring birds, by the whispers of the water, by a scent on the breeze rich with green notes of pine and dark notes of bark, and the taste of salt on your tongue, but also something softly sweet, honey perhaps, or a drop of chocolate. And your legs feel strong and able to hold you up and propel you forward as you feel this tantalizing tug towards immersion. And suddenly a body of water appears before you like a beckoning mirage, and your urge is irresistible. The water calls you to her, speaks to you of shedding layers and allowing yourself to be held in the palm of her presence. As you approach the shore of the lake, the pond, the ocean, whichever body is calling you forth, you give yourself permission to unwrap whatever is binding you now. You throw off your heavy coat, your winter boots, you peel away the wool sweater and the thermal layers. You undress under the gaze of the watchful winter sky, the softening setting sun, the moon and stars awaiting their entrance, and before slipping into the water, you pause to offer love and admiration and a profound thanks to your body, exactly as she is at this moment in time. Your only mirror is the water, where you can see yourself reflected in fragments, your breasts, however they hang, the folds of your belly, the map of your skin, where it thins, where it wrinkles, where it colours or discolours. You bow in reverence to all your scars, inner, outer, the ones that tell your story. You delight in your senses, your sight, your hearing, your taste, your smell, even if some of them are on the decline. You bow to your brain. You feel into your pelvic floor, your own secret cove and canal where power resides. You allow desire to rise within you like a flame, not desire for another, but a pressing desire for intimacy and knowledge of you, with you, for you. And with that, you walk into the water, naked and wide awake to the question, who am I now? You immerse yourself in the water, either bracingly cold or soothing like a hot spring. You decide what temperature you need. You decide. And as you continue to inhale and exhale, you feel held by the water. Your body feels fluid and whole as all the fragments of you find their way back to each other. The sky is darkening now as you swim into the mysterious light. You splash and thrash like a wild, mythical creature, powerful, playful, possible. You immerse yourself, diving deep, becoming one with the velvety embrace. You break the surface again, the water painting your face with droplets like ceremonial tears. You feel free from fear, released from shame, unburdened from any expectations, internal, external. You feel surprisingly at ease with all that is unknown, and deliciously full of contentment and curiosity, you spread your arms and legs wide like a magnificent starfish. All you need now to do is float. Before I invite you back from your inner world to this outer world, you will hear the chime. At that point, slowly open your eyes, stretch your arms or roll your shoulders back, and when you are ready, pick up your pen and arrive on the page with curiosity and the intention to let whatever needs to be written be written. You can write about how you are feeling in this present moment, a memory evoked, a fairy tale or a poem that moves through you. You can write in sentences or in fragments, in first person or in third. No rules, no tools, just write to be you.